The anointing. The anointing is the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God. Literally, it's very simple, and yet there's a mystery surrounding the anointing that for all eternity we will be in awe of. It's the presence of Jesus, and every person who's saved has the anointing that's within them. That's for their personal walk. Then there's, if that overflows, there's the anointing that can become, that comes upon them for service. God always is wanting to help people, isn't he? Say he wants to save people. He wants to heal them. He wants to bless them. He wants to do all these incredible things in the spiritual realm. But he cannot make them do anything because we're made in his image. We have a choice. We have a free will. In the same way, in the natural, he's always blessing and giving, and you know, that's a parallel, but the anointing, it's the presence of God. And you know, you want to know what the presence of Jesus is like? I encourage you to look up books about heaven and read about heaven, and there's some wonderful books and descriptions. Our ministry has published a book, Heaven 33 Stories from a Real Place. 33 people who have been to heaven and experienced what it's like. And heaven is filled with the presence of God, literally made. I mean, it's just, it's beyond comprehension. The glorious presence of the one and only God Almighty. And here's just an example. When people get near the throne, the glory is so strong that they can't even continue on. It comes upon them, the glorious weight. Paul called it the weight of glory, but it's, and they fall down on their face. They can't continue because it's so strong, and they can't even look. The God on his throne is at the highest place in heaven, the highest place in the universe. And we read descriptions about that in Revelation and in other places in the Bible. But Revelation, it's very descriptive. And here's just kind of a thought. You know, there's famous scripture. There's seven flames of fire, fiery torches before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Well, I was just realizing we're not told how big these flames are. We're so used to seeing small flames on the earth, right? Or we might see a fire sometime. But when we think of a fiery torch, we think of something that you can hold in your hand that's a flame. Well, I'm thinking that these flames are so big, we can't even comprehend how big these flames, these fiery torches are in before the throne. They might be many, many miles high. Imagine the tallest building you can imagine standing next to it. Imagine that being a flame, and then imagine it 100 times taller. I mean, it very well could be, because we need to change our thinking. And I'm saying all this because that's the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. We have him. We know if we belong to Jesus, we have the opportunity to fellowship with him and to experience him and his glory. And we do other things. The glory of God, the glory of the Lord. That's the anointing. It's so glorious and beautiful, and it's just beyond comprehension. You know, the glorious splendor of his majesty. Amen.